As we hear of St. Paul's mission, we heard his mystical experience that we're listening today. And actually, there's several different times where St. Paul teaches other people the mission that he had. You know, he had his first mission, right? He was a very faithful Jew, as we were listening to. And what he did against the Christians, you know, taking them with chains to go to jail, some being killed. But he was believing in the religious order of the Jewish. Well, what happened with his mission is what we heard. He was stopped in his tracks by God. His whole life was stopped. I mean, he couldn't see. He was blind. We just heard about that. And the Lord taught him exactly what his mission really is. And so through a mystical way, St. Paul knew of God's mission face to face with a mystical experience. And so sometimes we might think, well, why doesn't God just do that to me? And why doesn't he just drop me down right now and say, hey, this is your goal, this is your mission for your life? Well, it's not about us, right? It is about God. And if you're coming to Mass, if you're coming to your prayer in your life, he is showing your mission. And each of us have one, right? Our vocation, our call, our opportunity to evangelize, our way to grow in holiness. I really think it's cool that the little prayer we said right in the Alleluia before the Gospel, I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord. The whole verse of John 15:16, I think it's a beautiful place. It's one of the best sections of the Bible for me. In John 15:16, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Jesus has chosen each and every one of us. And as he said again, he appointed us, and we should go and bear fruit. And then how Jesus was saying in the Gospel today that we are to go to the whole world. We're to go out and tell the good news. So continue to follow him. Follow again as we learn about St. Paul and his conversion, to know of our own conversions in our hearts, that we need to continue to grow each day to do his will.